You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three. Show is just rolling, right? We talk about this all the time. It's college football's back. Usually on what, I guess it's Mondays it normally comes out, I believe, right? But because of the holiday, I guess it came out yesterday with the new top 25.
Comes out on Tuesday every week, I think.
Is it Tuesday?
I think so.
So is basketball Monday then? Is that what I'm thinking of? Anyway, doesn't matter. We have the new top 25 in college football, and I want to get your take on some things, what we saw. First off, how far do you think Texas should drop after losing to Ohio State? And how high should Ohio State be ranked after that?
I assume Ohio State will be number one in the country after that.
They're number one in the country. That's correct. Yeah. Penn State is two. LSU is three. Man, I just think that's way too high for LSU. But okay. They beat Clemson, and I'm not sure how good Clemson is. Miami's number five. They jump up. Oregon. And then number seven is Texas. Clemson falls to eight. Notre Dame to nine. Here comes South Carolina. South Carolina was losing. Like, they were playing poorly that whole game, and that punt return like shot some life into them. And then they added on another touchdown in the fourth to kind of pull away there. But I like Lenora Sellers. I just don't know. I don't know that there's enough talent there to get to make this type of push, or that they're a top 10 team. And then Illinois, Arizona State, Florida, your Florida State Seminoles are 14.
Wow, they're unranked.
Yeah, right above Michigan. I mean, I guess you beat Bama, and guess Bama's ranked 21st now. I'm trying to look to see if Ole Miss is 20th, as they won by like 60. Oklahoma at 18. I want to point out SMU. SMU plays Baylor this week. Baylor wet the bed on Friday night. They've had a little extra time to get ready for this game. I was talking to a buddy of mine that's a SMU guy, and he's like, this team's not as good as everybody's saying. We shall see. I think the fact that Baylor lost their opening game and SMU won by like 50, Baylor's a 2.5-point underdog to the number 17 team in the country, and they did not look good in their home game against Auburn. Baylor's going to beat SMU outright. So,
what'd you think about the, now that you've given me the rankings, how, any of them seem kind of unfair, excessive, up or down?
I mean, so for example, and I don't know enough about these teams yet, because it's easy for, like, when I'm doing my my breakdowns now, mm-hmm. like I'll go and get, sometimes it's Phil Steele's book, sometimes it's Athlon. I think this year I got Athlon. But returning starters, looking at some of the players coming in, guys that I should keep my eye on, what type of offense and defense do they like to run. Like in some of the research I was doing, you see teams with two new coordinators, and they're switching their defense up from a traditional 4-3 to a 3-3-5.
Right.
How long does it take them to get that down? Do they have the right personnel to run that? You know, there's things that I look at, but then you get a couple games in, and you have enough data to where you think you can run off of that for this season. So I think there's a constant juggling. Like, as I look at the top 25, I don't know that Arizona State's the 12th best team in the country. I mean, they were good last year, and they made their mm-hmm. run to the postseason, but we all talked about how important Cam Scadabo was there. They had one of the best receivers in the country as well. Indiana's interesting because their head coach, everywhere he goes, he wins. He won a ton last year, but they were a little overrated. I want to see more of Miami. Carson Beck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being there, he's played in a lot of big games. But ultimately, I think when we start talking about the top four, it's going to be Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and then I think Texas gets back up. I think Texas is just going to start pounding teams, and it's going to matter what they do against Georgia when they meet up, heads up later on this year.
What do you think about Florida State then, moving up to, from unranked to 14?
Well, you have a win like that, I think you have to. 14's pretty high.
Yeah.
And then I start looking at the teams after them. Okay, Ole Miss beat nobody, SMU beat no. I mean, these teams won. But they didn't. They were their cupcake games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing the traditional. Let me get my three wins.
Yeah.
Or two wins, whatever it is at the beginning of the year, and then I'll pick up a few more in conference play. Like Maryland's first three games, with all due respect to Northern Illinois, who barely won last week. I mean, Maryland beats Florida Atlantic. They should beat Northern Illinois. And with all due respect to my alma mater, can I call it that if I didn't graduate? Towson. They should beat Towson, right? There's just no question about that. So they should start off 3-0, which means you got to find three wins in the Big Ten to go to a...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bowl game.
I'm looking at the people, the teams with losses ahead of, you know, the winning teams, like South Carolina, Illinois, Arizona State, Florida, Florida State. I don't think Clemson's that good this year. I picked them, LSU, to beat them, and they did, and I just not so sure they're...
But you know the problem?
They're eighth in the country still.
They're in the ACC, and they're going to beat up on everyone in the ACC except two other teams.
Except Florida State, Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and somebody, who did we have on? Somebody I was talking to, I don't know if it was on this show or not. Maybe it was Lee Sterling when we had him on Friday, like talked about if the ACC does not perform well this year, then they're definitely going to be picked apart by the SEC and the Big Ten.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to take the best teams, and some of the other teams that you don't want are going to filter out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so weird in college football to look at the Atlantic Coast Conference and see where Cal is ranked.
Yeah.
It just doesn't even make sense anymore.
But no sense.
Everything is changing, and we might eventually get to a point where college football has two separate national championships, one for the super conferences and then another one for everybody else. And it seems kind of silly, but I feel like that's the route we're going.
I know, but they may have to. I don't know if they have to, because some teams are never going to win, ever. All the teams we just talked about, their potential, you know, Texas, Ohio State, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Penn State, they're always going to be potential national champions. But I mean, Nevada, South Dakota?
Never.
I don't think so. No.
I mean, people are still hanging their hat on the fact that TCU made the run to the national championship the year they did, and that's great.
Yeah.
And Arizona State getting into the playoff last year and seeing some upsets that we didn't expect. But I don't know what it is that... With the committee and the guys that vote on this, Clemson and Notre Dame can lose, and they refuse to move them down further. It's almost like they love those two teams, and I think
that's why I brought up Clemson. I didn't bring up ND because I thought Notre Dame was the same boat. They both lost, and they just barely dropped.
Told you, I had
Texas went down six. Texas dropped six spots, right?
Yeah,
six, seven, what, six? Anyway,
yeah, they were number one.
They lost to the national champs. They should have dropped a spot or two. I think that's not fair.
Probably. I mean, but when you have Miami in an upset win over Notre Dame, and again, I'm not saying they're wrong.
How much of an upset? Miami was ranked.
They were, yeah.
That's not a big upset.
But they were an underdog at home.
I know. I'm saying they're a ranked team. So it's like, it's not that big a deal.
That's like this year in the, or this week in the NFL, where I'm talking about all these 2.5 point home underdogs. Yeah. And like, to me, those are not all of them, but you got to find the right ones. They're great bets. There's so much value. Like, do you think Atlanta's the least bit afraid of playing Tampa Bay when they're getting 2.5 points at home? Like, and Tampa Bay's a good team, but mm-hmm. Atlanta's improved too.
Yeah.
I think that division's up for grabs.
I don't.
I do.
I think Tampa wins that division. I don't think it's a very good division.
Outside of New Orleans, I think Carolina's way better than people think.
Really?
I still don't understand why Jacksonville's a 3.5 point favorite over the Panthers this week. This doesn't make any sense. Jacksonville, did you guys watch them? I think their offense is going to be better with their new coach, but we shall see. Anyway, but Ohio State, did you see enough from them in that game one to say, okay, they're for real. I like their quarterback, the kid Cyan. People were talking about him never throwing a pass in a game, and it's like, oh my, he's a 5-star recruit. Come on, man. Like,
well, I mean, I thought they were good anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
So they got the best defensive player in the country.
Going, it was a 3-1. I just don't understand how that drops Texas that far.
I think because the other teams ahead of them all won. LSU, Georgia, Miami, and Oregon. Mm-hmm. But again, this is going to be fun to watch this. And this thing, if you take a screenshot of this, I bet you 10 of these teams are out, and there's 10 other teams that are going to be in by the end of the year. And they said some other teams just getting votes, BYU, Auburn, Georgia Tech, USC, Louisville, TCU, Missouri. TCU's not good either. It just showed me how bad UNC was. I mean, that was just pathetic on Monday night. By the way, did you see the old Chapel Bill's girlfriend on the sideline with her purse running up and tapping one on the shoulder during a timeout? And
no.
She was running up and down. Like,
you're kidding me.
It's the first time I've ever, and I don't know why this seems so weird to me, but just maybe because we don't see guys' wives and girlfriends or whatever on the sideline.
Because they shouldn't be.
It's the first time I've seen somebody carrying a purse on a sideline.
He's working. What are you doing?
Hey, Bill, you think you should run that flea flicker? Yeah, no, you're not helping.
Can I buy nachos? Like, what are you asking? Is that important?
Why is she even on the sideline?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.